I understood that attending my daughter's volleyball game would require the vaccine. As a doctor of pharmacy, I had negative opinions about COVID prevention. I would never have taken the vaccine voluntarily.
Well, there you go. No, we didn't mandate anybody to do it. The cynical attitude of these people. We didn't mandate anybody. No, we coerced them. We twisted their arm. We created two classes of people, as Jab Cinda in New Zealand said. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what it is. Mike Yoha suffers from Guillain-Barré syndrome. And by the way, this is not just limited to the COVID vax. This has been going on for a very long time, going back 50 years to that swine flu vaccine, Guillain-Barré, and it's been there in all these vaccines since. As my liberty was violated, he eventually gets his testimony goes on for 5 minutes. He said, my liberty was violated when vaccine status discrimination forced me into taking a medical intervention that almost cost me my life. If we do not have the right to decline a known risk of death without facing discrimination or loss of employment, then we are no longer free. Folks, the solution to this isn't going to come from these politicians, the Republicans who are hanging out in the shadows, not saying anything, hoping that this goes away, that people forget. It's not going to come from the Democrats who are proud of it and wish they could have done it even harder on us. Or other people who are, you know, now on the Republican side, like Alan Dershowitz, who have always been Democrats. Oh, yeah, I would have the police come to your door and drag you out and stick the arm in, stick the needle in your arm, and I'd defend that at the Supreme Court, and I'd win, that type of person. We have to get rid of this radical Model State Health Emergency Powers Act. And Jay and Jessica here in Tennessee heard me talking about this. They contacted their representative and said, hey, you know, what information can we put together for some of this stuff, and let's come up with a sample of this. I know I'm going to put up something this weekend on Substack and give Tennessee as an example. The different things that I found some of the bills that they enacted in 2002 as this legislation was sent out. And it won't just be of interest to people in Tennessee. You need to, first of all, I'll put up a link to the actual model legislation that was put out at the end of 2001, you know, 2 months after 9/11 and the anthrax attack, 4 months after the dark winter thing. I'll put up a link to that so that you can see it. But the way you can find this stuff is look for your state and look for this model state Health Emergency Powers Act. If you can't remember the order of those words, I never can remember which order they put them in. You know, just the search engines will find it. If you put all those words in there, they'll put them in the proper order. And it'll direct you to state bills if you put in your state. And so you'll be able to find these things. That's some, I actually identify the bills and then start talking to some state legislators and say, this is what needs to be nullified. And in addition to removing this thing, pulling it out by the roots, going back to the roots of all of this, because it was a radical change, and we got to have a radical change. We got to rip this out by the roots. And so, you know, take this to your state representatives. Take it to local communities, especially if you live in a state where you have home rule, where it's allowed for, where you don't have the state having preeminence, ultimate preeminence over the local ones. But if you can get some resolutions, anything that you can do at the local or state level to get rid of this stuff, and then also do something positive. Start to work with some state and local people to get a Bill of Rights. I mean, we could go back to what Benjamin Rush wanted to put into the Constitution. He wanted to have something there to respect medical freedom and to push back against this medical community that would establish a monopoly. And so we need to do two things. We need to rip out this cancer that was put in there as part of the 9/11 false flag. You know, this COVID thing was the other shoe to drop from 9/11. I'm absolutely convinced of that. And so we need to rip that out, and we need to replace it with something positive. And we need some kind of a Bill of Rights.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.